Early Germanic tribes in Thuringia.
From the 3rd century BC, Germanic tribes were also present in Thuringia. They were members of the so-called Jastorf culture, named after an excavation site in Lower Saxony. They had originally settled in the area between the River Elbe and the Baltic coast. Later on, they expanded further south towards the Saale and Ilm rivers.
Here, in Thuringia, the Germanic peoples laid out burial grounds in the fashion of the Jastorf culture, with cremation burials like the cemetery in Kunitz near Jena. They used urns in the form of egg-shaped bowls with a rough surface. The women wore rich costumes replete with pins and belts. Later on, they adopted the Celtic fibula. Men were equipped with razors.
In the late 1st century BC, more and more foreign tribal groups entered Thuringia, adding significantly to the native population. From the Altmark and the northern Harz region, warlike Elbo-Germanic tribes expanded as far as the Thuringian forest, as well as to Hesse, the central Rhine valley, and to Bohemia.
And closer to us, there lived the tribe of the Hermunduri. The River Elbe has its source in the land of the Hermunduri. According to a report by the Roman senator Publius Cornelius Tacitus in the late 1st century AD, his historical work, Germania, is the most important early written source of the Germanic peoples. It was also in Thuringia that the Hermunduri had set up new settlements and burial sites.
The expansion of the Elbo-Germanic folk was viewed by Rome with great concern. Having already conquered Gaul, they now reached the Rhine River. Starting in the year 12 BC, during the reign of Roman Emperor Augustus, the generals Drusus and his brother Tiberius marched with their legions towards the region of the Germanic peoples. It was their intention to eventually reach the Elbe River and establish a large Roman province, Germania.